Mr. Lane. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Lane Lopez McKenzie. How are you today?
I'm very well, Brother Pierce. Happy Easter to you and the crew.
You see, I'm putting into the category of some prominent people, you know. Last week I said, it could be Miss Marie number two. And now I'm telling you a gospel singer. Oh, Lord, Mr. Lane Lopez McKenzie.
Brother Pierce, you want my family members and friends that know me to keel over, right? Not on Easter, Brother Pierce. They would die with laughter.
I tell you, you never know, man. If you sit with the band and rehearse, you know, and then do some voice over and so forth and voice training.
That's what we call divine intervention. It's only God alone could change that. One gift I was not given.
Oh, Lord. Mr. Lane Lopez McKenzie, the chair manager today, boy. Listen, happy Easter to you, ma'am.
Same to you, Brother Pierce, and your crew.
Indeed. And I hope the season will bring about a spiritual blessing for you and your family. Now, Mr. Lane Lopez McKenzie, this week you have a 5-minute segment here. And you have a lot of goodies, you have some giveaways and a whole lot of stuff. Oh, boy, I tell you. Let me get out of the way right now. I'm going to get out of the way and let Mr. Lane Lopez McKenzie take over from here. Because guess what happened? She's a lady, is an insurance advocate, and she come with real good info. You cannot go wrong with her. Take it from me. So I'm going to get out of the way right now and let Mr. Lane Lopez McKenzie, take it away from here. Mr. Lane, for the next 5 minutes, is all yours. Take it away, man.
All right. Thank you, Brother Pierce.
You're welcome.
Good. And good afternoon to all our listeners out there, and happy Easter to everyone. Praying all is well in your neck of the woods. And as usual, my name is Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, your health insurance advocate from ThruCore Solutions. First time to our core factor for the afternoon healthcare segment. Welcome. And please feel free to reach out to us with any questions you may have. My number is 954-661-3833. That's 954-661-3833. Now, the consultation is at no cost to you, the consumers, okay? So our last segment, I promised to go through the marketplace application to enlighten you on exactly how much healthcare subsidy affects your finances and how to talk with your accountant, the person that holds your financial success in the palm of his or her hands. Why? Because the tax laws are their area of expertise. So why is the tax laws that determine how much of your hard-earned money you get to keep? So this is the first of the four segments, right? And we'll be giving a prize of $50 to the first three individuals that get all four questions correct. There'll be one question from each segment, and the last segment will be April 29th, and on May 6th, we'll be taking the calls for the answers. So let's have some fun with this, okay? So a little hint for you, when I use the word remember, that would be the question of the week. It could be. So before the Affordable Care Act came into effect, most individuals were not able to afford health care. Remember, the insurance companies were not using income to determine the cost of insurance. It was age, your health, your zip code, etc. The marketplace uses your age, your zip code, the number of individuals you file on your tax returns, and your adjusted gross income. Your health does not count. Big difference, right? Let's take, for example, let's do the math. An average 35-year-old with no dependents, him alone, with income above $13,590, because you have to be above the poverty level, up to $20,385. He or she would pay approximately $418 a month on a super plan outside of the marketplace, right? The same scenario. With help from the marketplace, that same individual would receive approximately $421 a month, and their premium would range from zero, applying that $421, depending on the carrier and the plan of choice. Not only that, you would also receive what is called cost-sharing reductions, which lowers the amount you have to pay for your out-of-pocket costs, like deductibles, your co-pays, etc. On the other hand, let's say you projected 20,850 and you ended the year with 40,385. Well, the rules of the marketplace requires you to update the application, and you can do so at all times. You know why? Because the subsidy you would receive with a 40,385 income would be only $223, not the $421, and your cost share will also go down. So you will be paying more when you go to the doctor or pharmacy or do a procedure. If the application is not updated, you would have to repay some, if not all, under certain circumstances of the subsidy you receive. Remember, the lower the income, the more help you receive. The higher the income, the less help you receive. If you do not alert your broker nor the marketplace about your change and continue to receive the $421 for the full 12 months, you will be required to repay the difference. That is why the marketplace demands that you file a tax return and provide the numbers from the 1095A form to make sure everyone is getting the right amount of help. The reverse is also true. If you started off with $40,385 and you ended the year with $20,850, got the rate, when you do your taxes, you more than likely will receive a credit because your income at the end of the year would allow you to receive more than you got. Remember this. The subsidy is not cast in stone until you file a tax return. In other words, it doesn't matter where your income started out. It matters where you end at the end of the year. So please, allow me to help put and keep you in control. Call or text me, Jelaine, at 954-661-3833. And I'm looking forward to you coming back again next week. Okay?
Miss Jelaine Lopez McKenzie, you are the best, ma'am. I tell you something, you do what no other do. When people are looking for health insurance, not only just get health insurance, you also find a way to get them involved and get back something to them. You're the best, man. Give the telephone number one last time.
Thank you, Father.
And you're welcome. Give the telephone number one last time before you go.
That would be 954-661-3833. 954-661-3833.